The Good Road, 10th Teaching, Faith and Beliefs. Is it possible to live without faith? We can't have the entire body of universal knowledge at our disposal. Even if we did, it would be impossible to make full use of it. For this reason, we must accept out of faith what others know and communicate to us. On the other hand, faith is indispensable for healthy and productive human relationships. We need to trust one another. Otherwise, we would be unable to function as groups. These aspects of what we call faith are related to trust. Another way in which we use the word faith is related to our religious beliefs. Religions establish their beliefs, some asserting and urging people to believe what others deny. Religious beliefs acknowledge and proclaim supernatural facts that are unknown to the rational mind. They identify faith with the dogmas they preach. If we are believers, we think of faith as a virtue, trying to stay faithful by working hard not to doubt our beliefs. We class ourselves as non-believers if we are unable to believe in any particular religious doctrine. We even think that we don't have a spiritual vocation. To limit faith in such a way would be to deform it. It is always good to believe in one particular interpretation of the supernatural and the unknown, because this creates a predisposition to faith. But this is not what is essential about faith. In this respect, it is very important that we distinguish between faith as an attitude and the contents of belief systems. To adhere to certain beliefs means to profess a faith. But to so limit faith as an attitude of the soul would deform it. Having faith means possessing a mental and spiritual state that is so broad that it opens us to the unknown. To start on the good road, it is necessary to have this kind of faith, which predisposes us to accept as possible what we have not been able to verify by our own means. Without this faith, any attempt of a supernatural order would be impossible. That's why we need to work effectively on our faith, to expand its horizons and deepen its meaning. Truth faith is not faith in a creed, but faith that what seems impossible may be possible, and that what seems true to us today could be something else. Faith soars up over reason to rest on intuition, which is a mental gift that opens our minds to a field of untold possibilities. Faith enables us to confess our limitations and to accept and face the unknown. To have faith is to intuit the truth of what is beyond our understanding, but which exists within us, manifesting itself without being known. Plain and simple faith assures us from the start that we have the capacity to recognize the truth, which, step by step, reveals the unknown to us. In short, faith means being sure that the truth is potentially within ourselves.